Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Leaving your home. It's never just about packing boxes. It's about saying goodbye to the memories, the comfort, the place that's been yours for so long. And some of us have different ways of saying goodbye to all of it. On to the next chapter. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Over the weekend, Breezy moved out of her apartment, and she's no longer a Park Ave girly. She is a resident of Fairport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Park Ave princess era has come to the close. The Fairport fairies are in full effect. I'm a Fairport fairy now.
Yes, that you are. Leaving my apartment in Hollywood was sad. The way I said goodbye was, this past Saturday was 2 years ago I moved home. So I celebrated a little bit. I'm like, all right, we made it past the 2 year mark.
Right.
And
without
I remember
running back.
Yeah, I remember standing at the door of my apartment and just soaked it in for like 5 minutes. It was emotional, but you know me, I'm a sentimental guy.
Yeah, you are.
I cried when I sold my car.
Yeah.
The sales guy at the car dealership was like, "You good, bro?"
Yeah, he's like, "Can you not use the interior leather for your tears? That'd be amazing. Thank you."
You and I were very similar. And so I know you probably were extremely emotional on Saturday. How did that go for you?
Yeah, I felt nothing.
Really?
I know. It's so weird. I think, listen, pro tip is this. Prolong your move as long as possible and drag it out so you just get so frustrated and you're like, I can't wait to leave this place. I think that's what happened.
Well, that or you're just dead inside.
No.
You're exhausted.
I think I mourned the loss when we started moving back in. We started moving back the weekend
November.
After Christmas.
November.
Or, excuse me, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Well, all I'm saying, though, is that yeah.
So it's been like 4 weeks.
I know, but you hate change. Anything that deals with change.
I do, but I feel like since we've been doing it for so long, I've had a moment to process it. And it wasn't like a Band-Aid rip. It was a slow, gradual process to like, oh, I see this room empty and now I'm come to terms with it. I see this room empty and there's nothing in it. I understand. And it wasn't just like, oh, and now we're gone. It honestly, I'm not trying to be like, oh, it's great. The transition couldn't have gone smoother. Now, if you ask my girlfriend, I don't know if she would agree. But for me on my end, Saturday when it actually came to like saying goodbye, I just was like, okay.
Well, you know
all
what?
Right.
It's going to be different when your parents sell your childhood home. I bet you it's going to
be. My parents will never sell our childhood
home. You don't know.
After they put the addition on, they said they're never doing it. So
well, I
we
mean,
love that.
You just don't know. But it's different for a lot of people. It's an emotional experience. I don't know how some of you listening have handled moving out of an apartment, out of a home, maybe a home that you grew up in. How did you deal with it? Was it an emotional experience for you? I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
Yeah. I also like, don't know if it's hit me yet, honestly.
It might when all your friends are downtown in the city and they're like, yo, come out, come through.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh, I'm Fairport, I can't.
It just happened last night. And listen, I was tired and I was miserable and that is what it is. But all my friends were like, we're going to Trotta for the game. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm in
Fairport. Going where?
To Trotta. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm in Fairport. Not doing it.
Yeah, you're going to start racking up those Uber miles. Let's go over to our girl, Kristen. What's up, Kristen? We sold our first home where we brought our two kids into the world. Where? Did you get a home birth? Then we bought a place further into Webster. But I was very emotional than I thought I was going to be leaving that place. It's just a reminder of where you come from.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Change is good, though.
Change is good. And I will say, like, I just feel like I haven't really skipped a beat. And I said to my girlfriend last night, I was like, this is our first night in our new apartment sleeping here on a school night. And she's like, yeah, you've never been here before. It's so weird.
You know what I've noticed is so difficult, because some of my friends are having to do it. Their parents are getting older, and some of them have lost one of their parents, either their mom or their dad. And when you have a parent who's in their 80s, and you could tell they just can't do it anymore. They need some sort of assisted living. They need help. They can't be by themselves anymore. It's a liability. And trying to move them out of the house they've been in for 50, 60 years, I can't think of anything more painful. Yeah. Because A, they refuse to go. It takes years to feel like you're convincing them to move out of that home. And once you do it, it's an adjustment. They warm up to the idea after they're in the place that they belong. But trying to get somebody who's been in their home for 50, 60 years to move out, to go into an assisted living, A, you don't want to give up your independence.
Correct.
You feel like that's what you're doing. I mean, it's the same way when you take away a parent's driver's license. My mom had to do it for my grandma when she almost drove through the front of that salon in Greece.
Right.
But God, thank God the barricades were there. But trying to do that, take them out of their home or take away their driver's license, it's tough, but you got to do it. And I could tell my friend was like, their mom was so emotional for so long having to move out of her home. And it's relatable. Everyone's going to have to do it eventually. But some take it to heart.
Right.
It's they're grieving a loss.
I know. I understand.
This was not your case at all. I'm just saying you might get there at some point.
I honestly was like more sad moving out of my apartment upstairs in the same building. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I think that what I love and appreciate about the space was like I did so much growth in that space. That was this first space, house, area, location that I ever lived alone. And I'm so thankful for that. And I think what I take comfort in, which sounds so cheesy, but like, the person moving into my old apartment is in the same position that I was in three years ago when I moved in.
Yeah.
He's 25 years old. He has a great job. He's living on his own for the first time. He came with his mom and they did the walkthrough and stuff. And like, I was like, oh my God, that was me. And like, he just needs a fresh start. And I think if there's no better time, because that honestly, it's so crazy. The day I moved out, my last day in that apartment, was the day I moved in 2021.
Yeah.
So it was a full 3-year rotation. And I was like, I'm so lucky that I got to have this space. And he's so lucky that he gets to just like start his adult life here. And I'm glad it's serving the same purpose it served for me. And yes, a house is a house and a place is a place and a location is a location, but it's really the memories and the feelings. And I'm at peace. Honestly, I'm at peace with knowing that I had so many good times in that location, and it's next chapter for me. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm 30. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm in this beautiful relationship that I love so much, and I see nothing but amazing things in the future, but I'm ready. I'm excited.
It's not about the place, they say. It's about the people. And now you get to live with your girlfriend and her brother.
And her dog. And maybe a squatter. But
Three's company.
Who's to say?
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.